all you cool cats and space cowboys. It's time for Cosmic Tea with your host, Avalon Starlight.
Hello, magical humans. I'm super excited to introduce you to my guest today. She is somebody that I actually came in contact with energetically in a community that we share together. And honestly, my first instinct was this woman has so much love in her heart. She spreads it and she like gives it as if it is just simply breathing. Every time she opens her mouth, every time she shares a nugget of wisdom and inspiration, because she's exceptional at it, you just feel the vibration of love. And if you know this, that you know that that love vibration is one of the highest vibrations ever. So if you can be in the company or a community with people who just emit it naturally, it's a beautiful space to be. My guest today is Maria DeLuna, who is a spiritual mentor, witchy witch of all witches. Like, I mean, in this community, she drops like little spellcraft bombs on you that you're like, what? You could do what now? How? And you just know that she comes from a lineage where this is just a natural place and a natural space for her to share it. And I cannot wait to dive even deeper. She helps spiritual entrepreneurs like us actually make some sense out of tech as well. Because if you're like me, you're like, I love just helping people. Screw all the back end shit. And so like Maria's the goddess you want in your corner. So she has all of this, and we're going to kind of like branch out and to reach into all of these really beautiful parts of her story today in today's podcast. Maria, I'm so glad you're here.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for that wonderful introduction. I love you, Avalon. I'm like, can you just introduce me every time everywhere now?
Absolutely. Can that be a job? Can I make that a thing?
Right? I'm telling you, it should be a job where we get to introduce our friends and make them feel extra like tingly and special and witchiness. I love it. Hi, everybody. Nice to finally meet you guys all on here. I hope you guys are enjoying these episodes. I guess I'll get right into it. Obviously, I am Maria DeLuna. I'm a spiritual business mentor. I help women, men, spiritual beings get away from confusion and gain their time to the things that they love, which means we help with tech. We help with business. We help with your spirit. We help with a lot of other things. I also help you with your finances. And strongly enough, that's also my background as well, too. But you know, it's so wonderful to be doing the work that we do. I love it. I really love what I do because I don't know about you guys. I get up in the morning and I pet my dog. I'm like, okay, buddy, let's get started. What do we want to do today? And he literally speaks to me and tells me, he's like, well, you're going to be working. So just let me know when you're done.
I know my dog does the same thing. As long as I get off of my office chair and sit on my couch, he's like, yes, it's time. It's our time.
Yes.
If you're open, I kind of want to go on like a little bit of a menagerie of questions because, you know, I was so grateful to be on your podcast. And afterwards, we started to have this conversation and you were dropping these little like teaser bombs on me. And I was like, oh my gosh, I need to know more because I came from a background where I believe fully that my family were highly sensitive empaths, but they took the path of medication, right? To not be able to numb, to be able to manage and handle the energies of this world. But you said that you came from a completely different background where both your parents were really spiritual. Can you kind of start off with that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll just go really to some of the guides that I actually work with first. So first and foremost, as an ancestral bruja is what I call myself. I've always called myself a bruja. I'm half Spanish, half Filipino. And my lineage from my dad's side dates back to the 300 BCs because our first original witch came all the way from the Middle East, which was part of the first places where all the, like, you know, all of the people used to migrate to. It was the first location before they started going out into Europe. Before they started going out into the Americas, they actually started in Middle East. And so my first ancestor, her name was Teresa. She was the first original witch that used to work for like a king. And I believe they're called like something else. I forget what they're called now. My brain just went on a fog there for a minute. But she actually was kicked out because she would not do a love spell for him. So she got kicked out of the country and she traveled all the way towards Europe, was in Italy and all these other locations and different areas. And she landed around Portugal, Italy area, and then met her love of her life, started our family. And that was actually the start of the Luna family clan. Long story short, I have a very long name. Because we take all of our last names of the great ancestors and put them into the children. And that's just how our traditions have always been. It's not a Catholic thing. It's a tradition thing. And so my parents grew up with families that were very spiritual. My aunts, my cousins, my uncle is really spiritual. They're very highly sensitive, but they channel beings from all over different areas. My uncle definitely works with Gaia, but he also works with Atlantis a lot as well, though, too. So that's the kicker for that. My mom was an oracle from Philippines. She could see, hear, feel the future. She knew what was already going to happen. Actually, interestingly enough, she predicted the pandemic 5 years before it came. So I grew up with her. But when my father passed away when I was 6 years old, we had to transfer to different locations. First, we went to Philippines. Then my mom said, well, let's go over here to Canada. And we moved here to Canada because one of her brothers lived here. And when I came to Canada, I got to tell you guys, no one even knew what a candle spell was. No one understood any of that stuff. It was a very different world. So strange enough, my mom put me in a Catholic school. I'm still laughing about this. Yes, she put me in a Catholic school thinking it would be like the one we had in Spain, because where I was from, it was fine to work with candles and herbs and stuff. They didn't mind that stuff back there. They really don't. And so there's this huge misconception about Catholicism in our world here. Because where I grew up in Avila, it was very normal for us to play with candles, for us to do herbs, for us to pray to the moon, for us to do a bunch of stuff. Because in those places, magic is real for us. We work with Gaia every single day. My grandmother would go around the city in Avila healing people, and it was fine. And even the Catholics didn't care. So to me, growing up was very magical. We lived and breathed magic. So to come to a country where it was very isolated and very almost banned, to be honest, that's what I felt it was. It was banned. It felt really strange for me as a child, as an 8-year-old child. When I came to Canada, I was 8 years old. So as I mentioned, my mom and I kind of traveled for a couple of years around all over. And then I was making a candle in class, in my homeroom class. And one of the girls called me a witch. And I had no idea what that was. First of all, I didn't really speak English very much at that time either. So I was like, why is she pointing at me? That's all I could think. I was like, why is she pointing at me? Then the teacher took me to the principal's office and they called my mother and they called the priest and they tried to pour holy water on me as a child.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So it was it wasn't traumatizing. It was more confusing for me, but it was traumatizing to my mother. Because she had just lost the partner, her love life, her soulmate here on earth. And so for her, she didn't want anything to happen to me because we were both in a brand new country. So my mom talked to me and said, you can't tell people that you do the things that you do. And I was so confused. So that was the trauma I was dealing with. My whole entire life as I grew up, all the way into my 30s, I was like, okay, I'll just kind of wait until everyone kind of figures out what they're doing.
When did that happen for you? Like, right? Because like now when you know, you're a spiritual business mentor and like you actually work with spiritual entrepreneurs, where was it? Because I mean, I can't, like, personally, I can't imagine Maria having been that close to God and that close to magic and then feeling like it's like breath to you at that point, right?
Then
to like be like, don't breathe, hold your breath, just hold your breath for a little while until you can breathe again. Like, what was the journey to finding or reconnecting with magic?
Well, so when I was about 18, 19 years old, I met a man. And, you know, he also was very much like, keep everything to yourself. Don't talk about spirituality. I was trying to fit in, air quoting here, guys, air quoting, fit in to this world of normalcy. And it was so hard for me. I had so many problems with not just my health, but with also everything that I was feeling inside. I was self-sabotaging myself constantly. I felt like I was confused. Every time he told me not to listen to my spirits, I kept getting into accidents. I got into 7 car accidents, actually, in BC. Yes. So during this time, I struggled. On the outside, we had everything, the house, the cars, the, you know, the life that everyone else thought like, ooh, the bougie stuff. However, in the back end of it all, I was suffering. I was really suffering because I constantly went to therapists telling them what I was all about, how I was feeling. And they constantly kept trying to shove medication down my throat every single time. And so I couldn't talk about who I was because every person that I thought I could talk about it would look at me as if I was crazy, as if I didn't have it all together, which wasn't true. I had everything all together. I just didn't know how to function in a world where no one understood magic. So I left my partner. I lost my son when I was 8 months pregnant. We were supposed to have a little boy. And then I caught him cheating on me with our receptionist. I laugh about it now, guys. Trust me, it's funny to me now. But I unfortunately fell down the stairs during that time when me and him were having just a bit of a fight. I fell down the stairs and I lost my son. So I couldn't have that motherly connection that I've always wanted. And I struggled with that for quite a bit. I tried to commit suicide at least 3 times at that time. And I'll be honest, that was one of the hardest pinnacle points that actually woke me up. I remember being in my friend's basement and she had a basement floor place for me to stay in after I had left him. And I remember myself just on the floor, holding onto my heart, crying so hard, snot coming out of everywhere. Like, it was just the scene of, like, you know, that scary movie with the girl with her hair over her face.
I just remember Samara is her name.
Yes, that's the one. Yes. It felt as if I was being that, like there was just this energy, this entity that was like dragging me down with me. But then I felt my father's presence. And at that time, I wanted to leave. I wanted to leave this world because no one could understand me. And it was so difficult to be in that space where you were living in magic, but no one could get you. No one. And so I sensed my father's spirit and I can see spirit. And I saw him and he bent down and he touched my head. And he said to me in his language, I love you. Stay here. It's okay. And then I saw Archangel Michael in front of me. And it was the most beautiful, rewarding, and amazing feeling that it made me say, okay. What do I need to do? Just what do I need to do? His first word was, get up, go outside, get some sun, and the answers will come to you. And to me, that was the most beautiful, rewarding, simplest instructions I've ever received from Spirit. Other ones are always a little bit more extreme, but you know. So then I started exposing into the spiritual realm. I started actually connecting with, you know, meditations a little bit here and there. And I started to really talk to my ancestors again. It was actually until about 2020 when I came to Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, where we all live, that I met a girl that was very connected to the spiritual people here. And she exposed herself as a spiritual being who spoke like language. And I was like, what? I was like, people actually talk about this? I was like, wait, what's going on? And then I remember sitting at a dinner with her and her husband. And then I had a friend of mine at the same time. And she started talking about like colors and sequences. And I was like, you do realize that your aura and your chakra color is strongest with yellow, right? And she goes, how do you know this? What is this all about? So then I started to kind of expose that into this world a little bit more. And that's how I really got into working with people with magic and awareness of spirituality, because it really is, I think sometimes our most tragic moments in our life will be the ones that actually bring us out the most, because we have to go through it in the most hardest way. I mean, I've had many different things that happened, but I think that was one of the biggest ones for me.
Well, we talked about this too, when, you know, if people have followed my journey, it was the journey of like breaking up with my son that kind of reactivated or reanimated the gifts within me. But I have to tell you, like, honestly, I'm a little blown away that this only kind of came back on in 2020, because we're in a community where, you know, it's what, 2.5 years later from that moment. And I only know you as this fully, like, charged, like, fully connected, like, divine source. Like, you are a source of energy and love and light. And so can you, I just, like, I'm like, now I need the deets on, like, how fast everything happened for you from that moment, right? Because, like, here you're like, yeah, light language, new friends, boom. Now I am, like, running this incredibly high function. Is it Legacy Inc.? Is that the name of your company?
Empire Legacy Incorporated, yeah.
Okay, so Empire Legacy Incorporated. Like, how did you go from there, that moment? Because that didn't exist before that moment, right?
No, actually, it existed prior. Okay. So I'll talk a little bit about Empire Legacy. Empire Legacy has always been in the back end for me.
Okay.
So I've worked as a business owner for quite a long time, for over 15 years. So business is my background. I think you and I connected on that as well too. Business is my background, but, you know, I incorporated spirituality because I was like, oh, I know this world. I was like, I'm aware of this world. I think I should just come into it and see where it goes. And, you know, honestly, I trusted Spirit. Spirit just said, yes, you have to talk about ancestry. You need to talk about, like, legacies. You have to talk about how they can connect to them. It is very important for them to truly understand how to deepen that connection to actually enhance their capabilities inside of themselves. So when I was doing things in 2020, I was walking my dog when Spirit was like, hey, you need to go and start talking about spirituality to everyone. That's how they came to me. It wasn't like a big, huge thing, but for me, that was. I was like, wait, what? What do you mean I have to do this? They're like, yes, you need to go. You have to go to this. You need to do this. And you have to do this. You need to activate this part of you so that this comes in. And I'm like, oh, okay. Okay, can I write that down? Because, like, that's a lot right now. So for me, Spirit is super direct. Like, they don't wishy-washy when it comes to direction with me. They're always constantly snapping, like, here's what you need to remember. Here's what you need to do. This is the memories that are going to come in. This is what you're going to get. And it was like that for me for 14 days straight when 2020 of the pandemic occurred. That's what they were doing with me. They kept bringing in extra memories
that I didn't even have. Like, I've had memories from when I was young. I had memories coming through, but these were other ones that were coming. Atlantis, Lemuria, you know, things like that. They just kept processing in for me. And I was like, oh, okay, this is a lot of information all at once. So then at that point, you know, I had girlfriends that were surrounding me and they were all doing this beautiful spiritual connection. And I said, well, I know all this stuff, like everything that everyone was talking about. I was like, I'm already aware of this. I was like, why not bring this forth a little bit more? Why not bring in the witchiness and the connection? Because even as a spiritual community, the word witch is really hard for people. And I still don't understand why. Because, I mean, from my young childhood, I get why it was difficult for me. But I couldn't understand why women who have been in this space for years had a hard time with the word witch every time I mentioned it. So that's one of the main reasons why they brought me out. One of the main reasons they said, it's time to reclaim this word. Not for what it's been made into, but what it can actually do, what it can reunite within all of us. And that is the strength inside women. And the word witch isn't just for women, it's for men as well. Because in my culture, in my family, my dad's side of the family, our men are called witches too. Because they are just as powerful. They are just as strong. And they have the same lineages. Some of us may not remember it, but we have strong connections to our ancestors. We really do. We just get so confused with all the different capabilities. And I call it the shiny object effect.
Honestly,
it really is. But at the end of the day, why I came into spirituality was because I knew it was important for me to come out with it. And also my ancestor told me.
Right. So like before that, spirit wasn't just giving you directives at that level, right? Like it just came in her
and that was not at that strength. No. And you know, even when I was with my ex at the time, they would do hints with me constantly, like you need to leave, you need to do this. And if I didn't follow that direction, and I'm not going to say that this happens to everyone, but it did happen to me. One time, spirit was showing me, my ancestors were showing me that he was not a good man. Like he was not a good man for me to stay with. But I tried to stay because, you know, that's the norm. That's the way we have to do things, right? We have to try and make things work.
Get the checklist, though. You got the house, you got the things, you got all the, yeah.
Right?
Yep. Yeah.
So I was driving down towards Richmond in BC. And you know that really crazy highway that you usually go to, like that you're supposed to like drive in? Well, anyways, I kept hearing spirit say like, oh, this is happening. I said no out loud in my car. And the moment I said no, some person, a woman hit me from behind. I spun 360 all the way into a wall.
So I'm just going to share this because I talk about this and I just want you to give your take on this because I always say that spirit works with a feather, a brick and a Mack truck, right? Like, so when we gear off, like, so we do have a predetermined path in which we will be at our highest service. Like what we come here to do to change the vibrational energy of the consciousness of the planet as light workers, as healers, as Hylas Institute, however, which is however you want to define it. Right. And then, you know, reality is not what we expect. And so we get, you know, take a different route. We go down a path that's not for our path. And so spirit taps, right? So spirit might have been like, oh, Maria, like, I love you, dear child. Like your ancestors are talking and you're like, this is not a good relationship. And you're like, oh, you're cute. That's sweet. I hear you, but I'm going to stay because this feels like I'm going to be rebellious. So, you know, like it's my get to define myself and make my own decision. And then they get a little more aggressive, right? Spirit's like, no, you don't get it. You're not on the right path. And we got to get you there. And so a brick comes and so you, then it hurts a little more, right? Like then you're just like, oh, that's a little bigger, but you know, there's going to be, I still think I got to try this for myself. I got to fight for this a little more. And then the Mack truck, which is that moment where you have no other alternative. Spirit makes it so freaking clear that there, you just go, you surrender to the purpose, mm-hmm. to the vision, to the reason. So like, as I'm hearing you tell the story of like, they were really trying to get your attention, Maria.
Oh, they tried several times. And I think because our internal ego gets in the way too often, and we get fed by outside sources, right? You know, you get into the space and you think you've got the answers. It's okay. You don't have to deal with spirit. Your life is okay. You've got all these shiny objects. And like I said, this is a shiny object syndrome that we all have. We've got these beautiful materialistic things in front of us. And they're like, oh, it's okay. I'm happy. It's fine. You know what? It's no, you guys are just saying the wrong things. I don't want to listen, because we're being extra stubborn, even though we're really putting ourselves in that situation, right? Like, it wasn't just once that accidents happened to me. It wasn't just once. The breaking point was when I lost my son. That's when I was like, okay, this is getting a little crazy. And I could tell right at that point where it's like, am I really listening, or am I just being really stubborn? And it was because I was being really stubborn, because I thought that happiness comes in a, you know, four sided walls and in a beautiful little cars or a couple cars here and there, right? You'd think. You make millions of dollars, you're set right beside the beach, you've got the nice ocean view, everything looks amazing. But when the inside is where it was at, and I thought, I was like, no, it's okay, I can pretend. I used to tell myself that when at that time, I can pretend everything is fine. But it wasn't. And it didn't matter how many times spirit put me in an accident. I was like, oh, well, it's okay. We'll just get ourselves another car. Oh, I'm okay. They protected me. I'm okay though. And I think it was so, like, you know, like, as you said, the bricks kept coming and coming. For me, the vehicle accidents were the bricks, right? It was until the dump truck with my son. That was the biggest point. And most people are like, oh, Maria, you're so confident. You have this. I'm going to tell you guys something. It took me a really long time to get to this point in my life where I am extremely, extremely happy and exuding in love. Why? Because I learned that I don't have to look for love outside of anyone else but myself. I really don't. I tell my partner all the time, if you love me, we'll hang out. But if you don't, I'm good. I can just leave. He still loves me and we love each other. So it's good. But it really did take me quite a while. Now, that was over 7 years ago when that originally happened for me. So it was about 3 years ago that I was like, okay, well, I know about spirituality because I went through that. I understood all that, but I also understood from my family members as well. I've been through rituals and, you know, hanging out with monks and all those kinds of things, but it didn't really click for me until that moment with my son passing. Like, I wasn't able to have him anymore. So
then that would be like, do you think that the cycle of healing that happened, because, you know, there are so many people who are listening that I know are in my personal community who have lost children, whether they were still the womb baby or they were young or they were teenagers or even, you know, older. But that cycle of healing that occurred after, like, I just for the listeners, for the people that I know who are going to hear your story, if you can just touch on that healing to prepare yourself, because it feels like you were almost preparing yourself to land in where you were meant to land.
Absolutely. I mean, it took a lot, right? There was a lot of preparations, a lot of, you know, nights of crying and not understanding. And I assure you, the grief will always be there. It doesn't go away. You know, there's reminders and moments in life, but it's about how we really sit with it and how we ground ourselves that really gets us to where we want to be. For those who are listening who've lost a child, I mean, my heart goes out to anyone who has, because I know what that feels like for myself. I don't know what that emotion may feel like for you, but I know for me, it was tough. It was hard. And it was the most heart-wrenching thing I've ever had to deal with. I wanted to have a child. I still want to have a kid. I still want to be a mother, but it just wasn't the time for me. And I had to learn to accept that. And I think the acceptance part is the hardest part in the world, because dealing with the grief, yes, but accepting that it wasn't time, that as a woman, we say to ourselves, oh yeah, no, it's okay. I totally accept it. But deep down, we don't. We have the hardest time actually accepting that it's not our time. That it's not our time to come in and actually be in this space. But then we have to learn to work with that acceptance and work within ourselves to really find what is it that really will help us to live in this life. As I mentioned already as well, I tried to commit suicide 3 times, right? Because I couldn't accept it. I couldn't accept that concepts of myself. So I really had to learn why I was here. Why was it that I really wanted to stay in this earth? And you're not going to find that answer from anywhere else. You're not. No past life. And I say this strongly, you guys, no past life, no current life, or no relationship is ever going to be able to keep you here. You are what's going to keep you here.
You know, I just want to say, like, you and I talked about this kind of stuff and kind of touched on it a little bit. And I didn't know how deeply it was embedded in you as well, because, you know, even I will put trigger warnings up on our episode because of the fact, like, even my family has tried to commit suicide. And it wasn't until there was this moment where, you know, I was like, this isn't my fault. Like, it wasn't my fault. Like, this isn't because of something I did or who I am or what I, you know, am as a human. And there was like a sense of like forgiving myself or that forgiving myself as a mother, that I couldn't save my children or save my parents or save anybody. And I just want to like just kind of embellish on that acceptance. And it really is like this piece, like, and I'm so grateful for you to bring it home into that, right? Because I think we both practice and we both teach this, like the answers and everything we seek will never be found in anything outside of us, anywhere, any person, any trip we take. Like, great if you want to go on a medicinal plant journey to Peru to find yourself, but like the plant is there to actually force you in, right? Like, that's the medicine. And if that's the path that you take, great. If it's like a personal one, which we talked about, where spirit just awakened and gave me an HD experience. You'll have to listen to Maria's podcast to hear that. You will. A little, click over on that. I'll put it in the comments. But like, you know, that journey within. So that when you met your spiritual community, like, you were ready to receive it. Like, you were ready to become this version of yourself, because the way that I define it, and you can, I would love to hear your version of this, is because you created the space within yourself to hold it.
Yes, absolutely. Because I think in this very essence of community, we're coming in with so many different emotions and triggers and many different forms of griefs and, you know, understandings, right? So when I came into this community, I already knew who I was, what I stood for, what I became. And actually, it was a friend's nude goddess retreat that I was actually a photographer for, that I met our dear friend Priscilla, who is in one of your episodes. And the first thing that, you know, the host always asks is, who are you? What are you here for? And why are you here? I remember, because I already knew, I was like, I'm already going to say I'm a witch. Like, I already knew this. Like, I had this understanding of myself. That's how I met most of these ladies, is what I became. And so I stood there and I said, hi guys, I'm Maria. Nice to meet all of you. I'm a witch. Just straight up just said it. no qualms, no questions. And I have to tell you, honestly, Evelyn, the amount of women that came to me because I said that, what they mentioned to me was, you just exude this confidence in you that you already know who you are. And I think in any case, whenever we come into our spiritual path, it is really, really important we find out what we stand for, because the outside noises can get very noisy. Even a group of spiritual women can get very noisy. A group of spiritual people can get very noisy. And it's hard to find where we might be because we get so discombobulated. I love that word.
The magic word.
My magic word. It's my word for the month. But we do get confused. And then we start to move here, or we move here, or we're kind of going all over the place instead of being centered within ourselves. And I think it's so vital when we're coming into a space, be it a spiritual community, a relationship, you know, connections with clients, that we know who we are. And I had to know that before I actually got into these spaces.
I love this because they're showing me, like, I'm just showing how that, like, is this the work that you do when you're creating the systems for these spiritual beings of light, right? Like, is this the anchor that brings it all together?
Yes. It's my pride and joy in myself because, you know, as I moved into from like teaching spirituality basics and stuff like that, you know, which, you know, the mysteries of spirituality, those to me were so beautiful, but it was about being anchored into who we are that really got my attention for me. And I said, this is why I have these systems, because let's be realistic. In the world of everyone, right, there's so many different coaches and healers and light workers that all teach different modalities and different things, and that's beautiful. But when we're looking and searching, sometimes we're searching with half cups because we're not full yet of what we are and who we are. And so...
Let me just look over my corner like, that's not me. Yes, it is. It was me. I'm not there. I'm...
That. Me too. I had that as well when I first started in all the things that were, you know, but I had to remember to center myself every time. I'm like, no, I'm Maria. It's not about a title. It's not about like me being a witch. It's about who am I? Why am I here? What am I here to do for myself? If we can anchor that in, I assure you guys, most people ask me, like, Marie, how do you get clients all the time? Oh, they just show up. Because I show up because they show up. You know, if you're showing up as you and you're anchored in yourself, people come into your vortex constantly and it doesn't stop. I had a girl who I hadn't even spoken to in about a couple of years tell me, Maria, you gave me the best advice about anchoring myself. Because I did that, I'm in a relationship that I love, and I love who I am. I mean, to me, spoken words like that make me so happy. But it's not about what I like to hear. It's about what they're actually saying about themselves. That, to me, is important. So it doesn't matter if we have like 100 sisters or 1,000 sisters, but if we're anchored, and we know who we are, and we can sell whatever it is that we do, whatever it is that anyone does out there, wonderful. But if you're coming home every single day, exuding that love for you, everyone like yourself will see it. And it's the most beautiful, rewarding thing that we could ever ask for.
We're just like sitting here feeling like a cozy blanket as you're talking. Like, that's what you are. You're just like this warm, cozy, like, blanket. I just want my tea. I just want to be like, I'm just like, Maria, can you just talk to me all day long? Like, can you just like, just whisper, even the sound of your voice, like everything about you. Like, it just is like this, like, yummy. Yes. Yes, please. Mm. Thank you. Right. Like, even if you are out of your body or squirreling, just listening to this episode and Maria just pulling us back, just pulling us back. Because like, I always define it as everybody has a speck of stardust in their heart, right? Like that's what we came here. We brought that little vibrational energy with us. And when you talk about the anchoring and coming back in again and again, every day, come back home, like just anchor back in. I'm just like, Maria's stardust is shining on me. And I like it.
I gotta admit, when I speak, my heart just expands a lot too. Like I can feel it moving on my own. And it's your body and your connection of spirit, right? Like I've worked really, really hard to be where I am. And guys, it's just dedication and mastery, because that's what it is. It's the mastery of you. You can master a lot of other things, modalities and stuff. But when you master yourself, like you're walking around singing every day, acting like an inner child, doing whatever. And hopefully your partner doesn't, you know, find you crazy, because mine's probably looking at me like that half the time, but he loves me anyway, so it's okay. But it's knowing that you're here and this is home for us. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what I had to feel about, you know, coming from suicide and stuff like that, is I wanted to come home. And to me, home is myself. You know, that's where home is. It's where I'm sitting. It's where I'm feeling, where I'm talking to beautiful divine sisters like yourself. That's home for me.
And so how did you get it in? Like, how do you take home and all this like ooey gooey spiritual yumminess and put it in tech?
So what we do, that is a beautiful
question. Don't talk from each other, Maria.
It's so, but you know, it isn't actually. It's really not. You see, I've been able to craft a team that really sees you, that questions you, not because they're judging, not because they're like, what do you do? Why do you do that? No, they're asking because they want you to emerge. And that's how we actually gravitate every single client that we have. I have a beautiful client that I'll talk about. She always gives me permission, so I'm going to talk about her. She's this beautiful tea ceremony woman, and I absolutely adore her. But when she came to me through a program, and she met me, and she goes, I just want to know how you work, because you seem to know exactly what you're doing, and you're very like confident. You know exactly what you're doing and all this stuff. And I said, well, let's take a look at your business. She couldn't explain to me what tea was. I had no idea. I'm like, okay, so I'm a spiritual person. Tell me, what do you do? That's all we need to ask. Most of the people that come to us just need to have the questions asked for themselves. Tell me what you do. Who are you? I don't want to know about how many clients you got. I don't want to know how much money you made. I want to know who you are. So we come into this space when we're doing a call together. I don't do these calls anymore, by the way, you guys. You just sign up. But we come into these calls together. And usually anytime someone comes to talk to me, I'm already aware about where they're missing their components in their sales and in their business and all that stuff. That's the training from being in business for 15 years, right? I mean, I'm sure Avalon, you have it too. You have that capability in your mind to know exactly where to throw people.
I want to just say this for those of you who are like me. Like I actually did the math that I've been self-employed for 12 years, but this has always been a missing link for me. Like it's never been something that so like when I talk about everybody having a certain stardust, right? Like this is the furthest thing from my stardust, right?
Okay,
so like,
yeah.
So like everything that I do, I have an understanding of it, right? Like I have a general, like, and I'm really enjoying having this conversation, and I'm bringing it up in so much detail, mm-hmm. because spiritual people have a conception too, that we don't need to know how all the pieces fit together. And it's not about the perfect funnel. And I don't necessarily believe I don't have any long form sales pages. I'm not like that. But what I place my belief in always works.
Mm-hmm.
It always works, right? Like if I believe that if I put a website up that people have to book a clarity call with me, then it will work. That's exactly the path that they will take, because that's the path I have guided them to.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Right? But you have to believe that path.
Yes.
If you don't believe in that path, then it's not going to work. And that's what we guide people towards too as well, is that you can throw a website, you can throw a funnel system, you can throw an automation email. But if you don't believe in it, if you don't love it, if you don't, you know, work with it, enjoy it, and like, oh my gosh, this was so amazing. If you don't have that, it's never going to work. And I say this energetically because it happens a lot for people. It really does, especially in our spiritual community. But the way that we work as well too is that we take those components of who you are and we put them into words that make it easier for the everyday person who is looking for something like you, who's like, oh my God, this person is exuding everything that I need in my life right now. It's exactly what I want. Because I assure you guys, for all of you who are listening, there is always, and I say this strongly, there is always someone out there looking for your work. They just don't know where to look because you don't have the right spaces yet. And I'm saying right spaces because it's either you don't believe in yourself, you're not building onto your confidence, you're not coming home to who you are, so they can't find you. And you can have as many people tell you how to do sales and all this beautiful stuff, but if you're not anchored to who you are and what you actually believe in and what you actually do, how is the person who's on the other end supposed to believe you as well? And that's how we help them.
I love that. And I'm like having like you make my brain kind of like tingle in the best way possible. Like, because I'm like, a part of me is like, oh my goodness, it's why just hearing you say, like, if you don't love everything that you're doing, like if you're not loving the thing that you're creating behind the scenes, then how are you expecting anyone else to love it? Like, I'm like,
it's true.
Like light bulbs are going off in my head, Maria. Because like, again, we were talking about like, and listen to, I just want to wrap this around like a pretty bow, that you hold this love frequency. It's how I introduced you. It's like this like entire like cosmic energy that you represent, and here you're bringing it into a world or into a place that most people don't infuse it with, don't weave it in the tapestry of the behind the scenes of what they're doing with their communities or their clients or the way that they're showing up at the highest version of their service, right? And so like, even when you were talking, I was like, I have not been loving on the sequence from when people join Take Chakras 101. Like, I have been like, must put things out, done, checklist, check. And I can feel you like that energy. Like, even if it's like, even if like that something so small is just like a loving conversation with somebody and loving why you're talking to them. I'm just saying that for those who are like me, if you want to hear my take on what's happening in today's conversation.
It's very true, right? Why are we putting things out? And I'm just going to come in here on this one really quickly, you guys. When we put out any type of chakra, Reiki, healing, whatever it is, are you doing it in the energy of, oh my gosh, I have to make my bills. Okay, hold on. Ah! Or, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I can't wait for these people to actually show up and be here. I'm going to be so pumped. Oh yeah. Which one would you want to go to? No one wants to go to the one that actually feels as if you're not ready for them. And don't get me wrong, guys. I've had it happen to me. I am not perfect. It has happened. And I've had clients tell me like, Maria, this is how I felt. Oh, okay. I need to reassess how to work that program better, how to do better for myself and for those who are coming into my space with me, because it is an energetical exchange. Always has been, always will be, because you're holding space, not just for yourself, but for those who come into your space with you. And as an anchor, and at, you know, this, we can look at this as a responsibility, whatever it is you guys want to talk about. But to me, as an anchor, as a leader, as a way shower, we are holding space because
they are there to look for how to build that confidence in them, how to be a better person within themselves, how to get out of that relationship that has been dragging them for years. They're not looking for a buddy-buddy. We can do that. But they're looking for someone to go, you have got it. Now find your way. Stand up. Get up and go.
Yeah.
They really are.
Yeah. I just love you. And I love you more every time we talk, right? Because, you know, even from the level of we get what we truly desire and we wish, like this intention and the magic. And, you know, even last year as like spirit guide me to the people who believe what I believe, see the world the way that I see, like speak the way that I speak, like that I can share in the fullest expression of it and just be like, oh, and when you're talking about the energetic exchange and everything, I'm just like, oh, yes, all the yes. Yes, more please. Like this is everything. Like I could talk to you for another like 100 hours and just,
I know, right?
I know. I'm like, and more please. That's all I keep thinking. Is like if they're like, okay, I feel this, I understand, I am at a place in my business, because I truly, we've talked about this, you have to be at a place in your business where the systems are going to make sense. If you are stepping out and you literally don't have even the understanding of what you do, because is that really where they want to be reaching out to you? Where do they need to be like, Marie is the person for me?
So I help in all areas because I have a team. I'm able to actually. So if you're looking to start your business, you have no idea where to go. I obviously do teach a one-to-one course with someone on a one-to-one base by myself. But if you're in a business, you've been doing it for a little bit, maybe your website needs a little revamping. Maybe your funnel systems are just not doing it. Maybe your lead generations are just not coming in the right space, whatever it may be. I actually do have a team in my back end that is actually there to support and build you into a system that's long lasting, streamlined, and actually an all-in-one space. That is what we build. We create clarity in our business, because clarity is the most easiest way I can explain it. Because truthfully, when we come into the online space, there's so many different places to go. There's so many funnels, so many websites, so many coaches. And, you know, I made this possible because I myself went through it within the 3 years too. I was like, okay, so what systems can I use? What about this part? What about this part? And we have tested everything, you guys. I mean, if you have used it like Kajabi or Teachable or whatever it is, or WordPress, we have tested them all. And the one thing that my team really works on is placing you in a space that is cost-effective and as well as long-lasting, with capability of back-end support, so that you can do what you're mastered at, which is serving you and your clients and being in space with the ones that you love. Because tech shouldn't have to be a tedious task. Leave it for the professionals.
Agreed. So if somebody is like, I love you and I love your energy and I love everything that you're saying, and they're looking for the anchor and the support and the love that is you, because who doesn't want Maria's love? Like I'm just saying.
I love you.
Where would they go? What do you have coming up in your world?
Oh, what do I have coming up? Okay, I actually want to talk about this one. So I actually have a Scotland retreat that is in person. That is happening from September 7th to the 16th of this year. And the juicy part about it is it's during my birthday. So for those of you who want to join, now this is for both men and women, because I just believe that service is service. And I love helping everyone just get deeply connected. But my retreat is really anchored on deep anchoring connections of yourself, really grounding back to who you are and taking the tools that I provide so that you can use that into your everyday life every day, so that these tools are long lasting. And if you decide to join me on my other retreats, that's also fine. But you can also find me in mariadeluna.ca. That is my main website for myself, for my Empire Legacy. My team is working in the back end right now to create a little bit more of a flashy looking. They said, I was like, okay, you guys. So But you can definitely find me on that website and as well as in the Scotland retreat as well. I think we have about 3 more spots left.
I love that. I will share that I did a retreat in Scotland in 2018, and it was following the path of the witch. I know, right? And it was a shamanic retreat. It was really powerful. So I know that that can be something that is life changing. And so I invite everybody to look into that for themselves with you. And thank you, Maria. Thank you for your magic, your stardust, your light, your love, your gifts, for showing up as this truest version, for picking yourself up and during, you know, that deepest level of grief, and listening to your dad when he came to you, and going outside in the sun and, you know, choosing spirit in yourself. Thank you, because I'm so blessed to know you. And for those who are listening, please take what you need, as always, with every podcast. Feel the warmth, feel the love, and know you are exactly where you're meant to be at this moment. You're not behind. You're not, like, this is where you're meant to be. And may you have the most blessed day moving forward from here.